Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Hawaii is responding to the growing threat from North Korea with this. On Friday, the state will test a nuclear alarm system it hasn't used since the Cold War. Hawaii is only 4,600 miles from Pyongyang, and it's used to being on the front lines as it was in World War II when Japan bombed Pearl Harbor. It had planned to bring back this siren before yesterday's launch. Here's how the head of Hawaii's Emergency Management Agency explained the system in a new PSA.
The attack warning signal advises everyone to take immediate shelter. Get inside, stay inside, stay tuned. To find out more info, go to ready.hawaii.gov.
Reporter Heidi Chang joins us from Honolulu on the island of Oahu in Hawaii. So, Heidi, people are going to hear this siren on Friday. I'm sure it's bringing back memories for a lot of them.
Robin, for some people who lived through World War II, they do remember hearing those sirens back then, and now they're coming back, and there are some concerns, but people, for the most part, do want to be prepared.
Yeah. Well, and how concerned are they that we're hearing about yet another North Korean missile launch? Of course, it was an unarmed missile, but went the furthest distance yet. How are people feeling about that?
Well, folks that I talked with locally, some of them are concerned and worried and a little scared, but the folks over at the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency, they're pretty calm and they're really focused on trying to prepare Hawaii, its people and its visitors, for the possibility of a nuclear attack, just
right.
in case.
Well, after yesterday's missile launch and the news conference, you did speak with an official at the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency. Why don't you set this up and we'll play a little?
One of the people I talked with is Richard Raposa, and he's a public information officer for the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency.
You know, the most recent North Korean missile test doesn't really change our plans. We're basing our approach on the remote possibility of a North Korean launch. And so whether the test was today or 3 months ago doesn't change the fact that we need to prepare.
Well, and yesterday another state official, a Major General Arthur Logan, said he would be on a teleconference call today with Homeland Security advisors across the country, the mainland. So I'm presuming that other states might be asking Hawaii about this. So tell us more about what officials are saying about the need to do this.
The wailing siren will be used to warn of a nuclear strike from North Korea. I talked with Vern Miyagi, who's the administrator of the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency, and he thinks an attack is very unlikely, but still they want to be prepared.
Hawaii is a likely target because we're in the Pacific. We're closer into North Korea than most of the continental United States, so it's something that we need to prepare for. As we track the news and we see the tests, both missile launches and nuclear tests, you know, it's the elephant in the room. We have to consider it. We can't ignore it.
They're going to be testing this on Friday, but how often is this going to run? We know the last time people there heard it was in 1980 during the Cold War. But what happens when it does air? What are people supposed to do, and what does it mean? What's the signal?
What they're advising people to do is if they do hear the attack warning siren, number one, get inside, and stay tuned. And you won't have much time. They estimate that it would take about 20 minutes for a North Korean missile to reach Hawaii, and it would take about 5 minutes for authorities to determine where it's headed. So that doesn't leave much time, 12 to 15 minutes to get where you need to go.
Now, we know that the test that's taking place on Friday at about 11:45 a.m. your time there is during a regular monthly siren test. How is this going to sound? What is that test?
There is an attention alert signal, which is like a steady tone, and then they'll hear the attack warning siren after that.
So will people in Hawaii on all the islands know that there's this monthly test?
Yes, the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency, they've been putting out PSAs on TV and on the radio explaining that the attack warning siren will be reactivated and they'll be hearing it after the monthly statewide siren test.
And that siren test is for hurricanes or tsunamis?
Correct.
Yeah. Wow. That's, you know, it's either going to be unsettling or make people feel secure, I'm imagining.
It is a little unnerving when you hear this wailing sound, but when you think about the whole idea is to prepare folks, so when people keep that in mind, it's part of the new norm. People here will have to get used to it.
That's reporter Heidi Chang in Honolulu. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin. Aloha.